Psachim number 26.
אמר רב יהודה אמרה, המויצה חומץ בבייסי ביונטף, קויפה אולו וסקלי, אמר רובה אם שלהג בשו אינו צורך, מיתי ממיפתל בדילה מינו. So the first name, we have three memories of רב יהודה אמרה. The first name of רב יהודה אמרה is, המויצה חומץ בבייסי ביונטף, קויפה אולו וסקלי, ואומר רובעים של הקדש הנצורך מיתי מהמבדל בדי למיני. זוקט רשי. קויפה לו וסקלי, דולו יחזי לטלטלו ואפוקו. ומי הוא בבלירו אלו יובר, דו בת לי מעט, בליבי מעט. כי נאמינו לכמון הבית יצור שיבאת בליבי. אלו משום שלא ישכח ויחלנו צורך כפי הסקים. אז רשי אז מסביר כלו. זה שתית עם רשי כלו. The בדיקה, the kfiyas kli that we have in our sugya is not to take care of bali roya bali motze. The kfiyas kli from the sugya is mishum shemo yovei lo achle. And Rashi says, why is lo bali roya bali motze? Do batli me libe me etma. It was mevatele. Do batli me libe me etma. As meduyek in Rashi, as mishnah magen, mishnah medayek in Rashi, as mefurash in Rashi, that lo yitzuyer nish given bitul me etmoil, a person forgot to do bitul and he finds chometz in his house, he has to take it out even in Yom Tov. Now, Rashi doesn't say exactly what he will have to do in Yom Tov. Then, state in Rashi claw that this sugi that we learned, it's only if he bitle mi libe me'etmoil. But if he was not bitle mi libe me'etmoil, if he didn't do bitul mi libe me'etmoil, he has to get rid of it even in Yom Tov. Now, how to get rid of it in Yom Tov, Rashi doesn't say. I'll be masbir. There's two ways how to get rid of it. There's one way to get rid of it, to burn it. And even though it's a melocha in Yontef, aber mitoch shehutro avor letzorech, hutro nami shaloi letzorech. You have to have tzorech ktsas. Und das tzorech mitzvah heißt tzorech ktsas. This could be the pshat in Rashi. Just Rashi says, by yotz it's not negea, because he was mevatel, he's not over bali roi bali motze anyway. Other could be Rashi learns, like Tesis and Ksuvis, that you're not allowed to burn it. Even if you didn't do bitul, you're not allowed to burn it in Yom Tov. Because we don't say mitoich and regabe mitzvahs. What Rashi means that you would have to do, you would have to take it out, and mefarer, zer el ruach, throw it to the water, you'll have to get rid of it. But not fire. It doesn't make a difference. But it's mevuer in Rashi that our sugi meretas in ishtok in isu. It's only that you made bitul. You found a piece of chametz. Shema yavelach levash tzutot. Aber meret asin ishtok in isruf and bali roya bali motze. Le'umas then, the Meiri, the Maram Chalave, and more mefurish in Rambam, peregimel alochiches. Zog the Rambam, mi she motze, bodak, mi she loy bitel, veloy bier, ve motze chometz, chayev loy tzir, mi levaro im yad, motze beyonte, person didn't do bitul and bidike, ve motze beyonte, he found chometz beyonte, ve motze beyonte, זאת דה רמב״ם, קויפה לו וסקלי, ובלילה יברם, זאת דה כסף משנה, נמגן משנה, זה מבואר עם רמב״ם, אז יש לי טלטור, that even if you didn't do bitul, if you find chometz in your house on Pesach, you're not allowed to take it out, you're not allowed to do nothing, you have to leave it there, and קויפה לו וסקלי, אז יש לי טלטור מאירי, אז יש לי טלטור מרם חלב. Now, פרק דה כסף משנה, אבל why? למעשה זה איסור דה רייסה, פן בלי רואה, בלי מוצא. So why did they tell me that if I found it in Yom Tov, to leave it? Balaylo, I will cover it. I will the vow to cover it with a kli. How I could leave it? How I could leave it? So the Kesef Mishnah is going duch the two problems. Why I'm not allowed to do a fire? Mitoich. Shehutro avor letzorech, and does he say letzorech? He says, maybe it's not a tzorech, maybe it is a tzorech. And then, forget about burning it. Let me to pick it up and throw it out. Even if mitzvah is b'yur chometz is b'sreifah, but at least I will not be able to b'alirah b'alimotze. Let me get rid of it. And the Kesef Mishneh is busy saying all different tirutzim. Ha'emidu divreihem b'makom teira, lo yomrin en mitoich, chazal v'mayim midivreihem. See, Yosef is marich, why not to call a different guy to take it out? But this is the machlekes harishonim. That if Rashi, avadef is the mitzvah d'oraisa, is a chashash yisrael teira, avadef you have to get rid of it. Either with fire, or to throw it out, you have to. Just the sugi rabbit bitu. But the Maram Chalabi, Meiri, Rambam, Melosh Natur, is even if you didn't do a bitul, it's a chashash yisrael teira, you're not allowed to take it out, you're not allowed to get rid of it, and we're saying, other, midu divreihem. B'toich HaDvorim, the Kesef Mishneh brings one more teretz, that it's kedai to know this teretz, a chulishtika teretz, but it's kedai to wissen. Kesef Mishneh says, Dachzach, sagt the Kesef Mishneh, this person is not oiver baliroi balimotza. Baliroi balimotza, a person is only oiver when he has chometz and he doesn't get rid of it. Oh, but if a person has chometz, and he's an anus, and we don't let him to burn it, he's not over baliroi balimotza. Even b'oynes, he's not over isu. He says, "Kilu what Reb Nochem said." Reb Nochem Halamot said, "Doshtei de baliroi balimotza is not a aveira to have chometz. The gener of the mitzvah is get rid of it." Lashon haGemara in the Fei, when the Gemara calls baliroi, kol sheyesh lo behashbos asoir, the chefetz of the mitzvah is get rid of it. This is the reason we said that the baliroi starts bechatzoi, so start by night. So the Rashi, you have to get rid of it a couple of minutes before. The getter from the Baliroi is not like Leisovi to Eibel Vesecho. Stam, you're not allowed to have it. You have to get rid of the chometz. B'chol yom of Ba'amoid Vashkeis. Chidushim Doilim. So we made it the Kesef Mishneh. If that is the getter, Kol yom of Ba'amoid Vashbeis, may lezog the Kesef Mishneh. If Chazal don't let him, he's not Eibel Baliroi. Chidush Otsum. Mele says, it's not such a problem. He asked me how we leave it. Sayyidah, he's leaving it. Kolish Gishan, it's not Eifel Bali Roi Bali Motzer. He has different tirutzim. Midu Divreihem, Sheva Altas, all different tirutzim. The Mukta says, Bekum Aseh, this is the Sheva Altas. Because the Mishnah has a list of tirutzim. But one of the tirutzim, he says, Efshar Ken Zayin, when a person wants to burn chometz, and we don't let him to burn chometz, he's not Eifel Bali Roi Bali Motzer. Look, it's a chidush. It's a dvar chidush from the Kesef Mishnah. Mikol Makoyim, das ist der herrschte Chilik von der Gemara. Sog die Gemara der zweite Memre. Again, Rashi steht nicht da sei. In Rashi steht klar, dass our Sugi ist, weil nicht gewinnt bitte. Es mevur in Rashi lehedje, dat lo yitzur, weil gewinnt bitte. Steht in Rashi, lo yitzur, a person didn't do bitte, you have to get rid of it. Sag, das ist Rashi. Sog die Gemara, the second Memre. Wo Omar Rabbi Yudah Marav, chemtsoi shal nochri, Oyselay mechitza asor otfochim mishum heker. Ve'im shel hekdesh ein atzorich. Ve'im shel hekdesh ein atzorich. Maitai memivdal b'dilemine. So the second member of Rabbi Yudah Marav is chomesh shel hekdesh oyselay mechitza mishum hekere. Ve'im shel hekdesh ein atzorich. So first, let me get you say that. The Maril Diskin asked the Ore. It's a stark Ore, but it's a Ore b'pshat. Frag the Maril Diskin. Why the first Meimre, look what happens. Omar Rabbi Yudah Amarav, if you find Chometz, Koifo lo v'sakli. Omar Rove, aber behegdash ein lezorich. Rabbi Yudah Amarav didn't speak about Hegdash. He left it to Rove to figure out. Comes to the second Meimre, Rabbi Yudah Amarav says the whole Meimre till the end. Chometz shel nochri oysu lemechitze, v'shel hegdash ein lezorich. Why in the second Meimre, it's already Rabbi Yudah Amarav is saying it. And if Rabbi Yudah Marav feels to say it in the second Meimre, let him to be the one to say it in the first Meimre. If he thinks that we can understand it ourselves, let him not to say it in both Meimres. If he doesn't think that we can understand it ourselves, so let him to say it in both Meimres. As I said, one Amir says one Chiddush, the second Amir says the third Chiddush. We don't have a problem. We have a problem. Rabbi Yudah Marav is saying one Chiddush. Hegdash ein lezorich. If this Chiddush he feels that he has to say, say in both Meimres. So the Tzlach zogt al derech poshut. The Tzlach says a balabati shateretz. It says like this. Rabbi Yudah Marav didn't want to say the second Chiddush twice. He decided to say it in one place and we'll know the second place. If he would say it in the first place, I would think for one day that it's a smul chshash, people anyway b'dilef in Hegdash. People don't rush to take Hegdash. People keep a little bit away from Hegdash. So b'meile, for one day you can leave the Hegdash without a keli. But for 7 days, the whole time you see the chametz, you already have to do a mechitza. Meile Rabbi Yudah Marav decided to say his chiddush in the second case. If for 7 days you're allowed to leave the chametz without a mechitza, kol shekin for one day you're allowed to leave it without a keli. Rabbis, amiroim basroim, they explain more. Later on, you could speak out more. The other was Rabbi Yudah Marav. The third was Rabbi Yudah Marav said once, and he knew you will learn the other place from it. As is the tzlach. The vow will go from Zalman Zakh. But the vow will go with the tzlach mahalach. Lomazen Rashi. Zogt Rashi as. Chemtish and Nochri, a mufkad etzloi, veloi kiblo lavachrayes, the mutter lashes. Rashi had a kashi. Rashi had a kashi. What is Chemtish and Nochri? You're not allowed to have Chemtish and Nochri in your house. How are you allowed to have Chemtish and Nochri? Enfert Rashi. Mishaloi kiblo lavachrayes. Enfert Rashi, Mishaloi kiblo lavachrayes. Meret on achrayes. Val meret on achrayes. Val meret on achrayes. The main let's move. Shtikele ore. Not a kashi, but a shtikele ore. Why Rashi had to say on achrayes? Rashi could have said even with achrayes, but be yichad leimokim, you're allowed to have a chomet shel anochri. So if we say that shittas Rashi, that yichad leimokim doesn't help, it's very gishmak. Rashi doesn't have a sugi of yichad leimokim. If Rashi is no sugi of yichad leimokim, so Rashi doesn't know a case that you're allowed to have chomet shel anochri, only beloi kibel olav achrayes. Zogt Rashi, meret, beloi kibel olav achrayes. But if we learn, like we said last shiurim, that the maskone Rashi is moited at chomet shel anochri shekibel olav achrayes, if yichad leimokim is muter, so why Rashi had to arrange that? That the case of arguing more that chomet shel anochri is without kabbalas achrayes. Even with kabbalas achrayes, lemaisa, you're allowed to have this chomet even with kabbalas achrayes, because if yichad leimokim, Rashi didn't want, not just that Rashi targe kashi. But Ore would be more gishmak before we were stuck. So we had to say Rashi was choyzer. I'm saying, Lu Yitzur will learn Rashi was not choyzer, so it's very gishmak, the hemshach advorim and Rashi, that like, he didn't find a chetim tzeh, chometz is muter, only chometz, all hakabal asachayt. Zog Rashi weiter, oysele mechitze, be'arboso, mishum heker shelo yishkach v'yoichlenu. ולא ישג לי בכפי הסקלי כל שיבו, שהכלי ניתה לצורך, ומי ההוד אלה אל פרקט רשי, so if here state כלי is not enough, why in the sugi before state כלי is enough? ההוד אלה אלו יאפשר לי במחיצה, ומשום חד יוי מהשג לי בכפי הסקלי, ובלי לא יברם. זה סתם, בדרך אגב, שתי דוין רשי, that even if you מבטל את החומץ, בלי לא, you have to burn it. We'll see the whole shiloh by the goyen, but you're not able by the goyen. You're just doing it to mekayim the din of Rabbi Yudah, balaylo yivarenu. Not to push us, if it's kachim balaylo, what is the chiyuv balaylo? We'll see later in the sugyas. I'm sure you have to get rid of the chometz. But zogt Rashi, so what is the nochomor? A person finds chometz. Zogt more, if he has a chometz, the nochi has to do a mechitza. Frekt Rashi, so why in the sugya before it was enough kfi askeili? So Rashi answers, lechur etu terutzim bevasachas. Le'elo yepshar bemechitza. You're not allowed to build a mechitza in yontem. ומשום חד יוי מסג לי בכפי הסקלי. And for one day till the night is enough for a keili. חור two different תירוצים. The חידוש הערן, תק it brings down two תירוצים. יש לו אימא, דלאי לי אפשר במחיצה. אינה מי יש לו אימא, דלאי לחד יוי מסג לי בכלי. two תירוצים. If Rashi means two תירוצים, זה חבר דגוד. הפשס Rashi שתית one time. You have to know, these two terutzim and one teretz, it's nishkin stam. The primigodim zog sa nafkimino la aloche le maise. Nafkimino la aloche le maise, zog the primigodim. What would be if a goy comes to your house, Pesach, and he puts down chometz for a couple hours? You have to build a mechitza or not? This guy, every year has a shop, he has a goy worker, the goy comes, and he puts chometz down. Zog the primigodim, if you're the first teretz, you may have to start to build a wall. For the second teretz, like the primigodim, he's here only for a couple of hours. Tell him to cover it. Cover it with a keli. If you don't see it, cover it. Mishnah Berurah is mashma. Mishnah Berurah halacha, he says, it's mashma that lekatchila takenatu falozach. But if you don't have a brere, so you just cover it only for a couple of hours. But if it's more from a couple of hours, you have to make a mechitza. If it's more from one day, but the primigodim says himself, why is not saying lekatchila to cover it? Because we had the first teretz. The first teretz holds that keli never helps. Now, the shaila is, Rashi puts the both terutzim together. I efsha, v'sagi le b'chad. If he epsher, he epsher. Why Rashi says v'sagli b'chad yoyimel? If he means like the Rana, it's two terutzim. It's not enough. Kamil attack him in Tzvei terutzim. Rashi puts it like together. So I saw some achronim want to say, if we say Rashi puts it together, Rashi wants mechadash shel chidush God. Rashi holds taka that l'moshe the case that I said during the week you can't falozach of a keli, even for a couple hours. Furish and Rashi only you're allowed to do a keli because he efsher beinyan acher. If efsher beinyan acher, you're not allowed to falozach of the keli. So the shaila b'sada. So let Rashi to answer le'eli efsher beinyan acher. Why Rashi has to add and for one day a keli is enough? Zok the Mekor Chaim is a chiddush that I didn't find nowhere else. Chutz in the Mekor Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't bring it down. What would be if a person finds chametz in his house in Pesach? He doesn't have no kelim. He ran out of kelim. He's in a room in Pesach and he finds a piece of bread. Nishtok in kelim. So nishtok more kelim. Shait in the Isha Shunamis. The Navi told him, I bring more kelim. Tomo kelim. Nishtok in kelim. Zogt dem Kachaim, you have to walk out the house. Ze isur to stay in the same room. Pashas, nishtar ze isur, ze din to cover it. Mokachaim says they don't let you to stay. So this is what Rashi's problem was. Rashi learned like the Mokachaim. Rashi says, Keili doesn't help, normally you have to build a mechitza. The reason the sugya before said you're allowed to do a Keili because he efshar. But Rashi had a kasha, but Keili is garnish. So leave. If you can't build a mechitza in Yontef, leave. Zogt Rashi, no. Kshei efsher, and it's for only one day, the falozach of a keli. The nafkamina is that the case that we said, if a guy walks into your house, you can falozach of a keli. Then the Ran says it's two terutzim. So then for sure, if in the second terutz, you can falozach of the keli for a couple shots. Only for more than one day, you can falozach of a keli. For the first terutz, not. If Rashi puts it together, so the pshat is azay. Rashi learns be'etzem, when you have a breire, you cannot falozach of a keli. You have to do a mechitza. During the week, you have to do a mechitza even for a couple hours. So now, why Rashi has to answer and Keli helps for a couple hours? Rashi had shver, you're right, I see nishtok in breire, but if Keli is not an option, zok dem okachayim, leave. So Rashi, no. Kesh'ein breire, the falozach of a Keli for one day. But I saw again, you know, shver to zen, but I saw in the Heidike Poiskim declare, especially after in Chutz La'aretz, Amos it refs like 3 days, Yontef and after it Shabbos. And he found a keli, they asked me, it's not 1 day, it's 3 days. When Mishnah Berurah says, Klod that it's 1 day. The Rashi said, Chad Yoyme means Chad Yoyme. The guy that walks into your house, you only have 1 day. Mishnah Berurah says, Mefurish. If the guy puts it for 2 days, even Chalamoid, you need to build a mechitza. Because the heter of Rashi is 1 day. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Rashi only is 1 day. Now the shaila is, what happens if you have a Yontef? And now it's 3 days yom. So if you're the first eretz, he efsher binyan acher. What? So what if the first day yom is erev Shabbos, you have 2 days? No, what? Erev Shabbos. No, but it's erev Pesach. If you're allowed to burn the second day, but the nafkamina will be vital. You can't burn it. You only can move it. So maybe you can't burn it, right? So then, in the case of the whole house will burn, like we said yesterday, to move it is mukta. So after we can trap and I get into that. No. It's mitoich mukta. So the Mishnah Berurah says 1 day means 1 day. Now, if you're the first teretz, it says alamol you're allowed to leave it because he efshar binyan acher. Rashi puts the two zachar together. I efshar binyan acher, or we have lefi Rashi a chumra that I efshar binyan acher is only a kula if you could do it for 1 day. But if it's more from 1 day, takem mikemish. Let me get zurück to the Rashi. Mikol mekoyim, Rashi had a kasha, how you allowed to have a chomet shel goy, and Rashi answered mered the old kabbalah zachrayis. The Ran brings down the Ran al Arif brings down. Achirim that said a new mehalach in the ganze sugi. The Ran brings down b'shem Achirim a new mehalach in the sugi. The Ran says it b'ktzara, 2 lines in the Ran. It's more mefurish in the Meiri, and it's more mefurish in the Ran al Arif, not in the Chiddush Ran. It's Ran al Arif, and it's more mefurish in the Meiri, and even more mefurish in the Magid Mishle b'shem Aramban. And the Maaseh we see in a second, Shteidos in Rabbeinu Hanan al da. Shteidos in Rabbeinu Hanan. A new pshat in the sugya. Meredo afchometz shekibel olav achrayes. Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rab. Chemtoi shel nochri oiseloi mechitze. Meredo afchometz shekibel olav achrayes. So what is this mechitze? How are you allowed to have it in your house? Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rab. Chemtoi shel nochri shekibel olav achrayes. Oiseloi mechitze. What is this mechitze? This mechitze makes keilu yichet leibayis. The mechitze makes it keilu yichet leibayis. The Prichodesh explains, even as in Ishgivendok yichet leibayis needs a kinyan. Lama Zorin, he was not makne to him the mokrim. But if he makes the mechitze, it's instead it's a shtot yichet leimokrim. The mechitze helps. You make a mechitze and it's like yichet leibayis. As I said, the Prichodesh. You even don't have to be makne the mokrim. It's not a shoyness in the meiri nishtazei. They wissen genau was sie together. The chiddush of the sugya is a new way of yichad lebayis. A new mehalach of yichad lebayis. What is the revach? Why do Rishonim say it? First time, what do Rishonim want to say? The Rishonim want, if you see, understand the Rishonim, they want to answer Rashi's kasha. They learn, keili helps even for the whole yomtev. You don't have to make a mechitza. Keili can help for the ganze yomtev. The second sugya didn't come to say a new aloche. That keili is not enough. The second sugya is saying a different chiddush. Chemtzei shel nochri that you mekabel achrayes. You have a bali roe, bali motze on it. Ois alei mechitze. And the main it becomes ois. Beisei shel Yisrael. Lo shen Rabbeinu Hananel. Chomet shel nochri tzorich mechitze asot fochen kdei sheyeitze mirshus Yisrael legamri. Andere aloch. Ha'andre ha'aloche. Das ha'aloche of yichet leibayis. And lefi dem, enich and anif, a goy stam comes with ad achrayis and puts chomet in your house for 5 days, you could put a keili. The second lishna was not choyle. Lefi Rashi, the second lishna is mechadesh, that only chomet for a couple days. For 1 day you could put a keili. If it's for a long time, you have to have a mechitze. No, the second chiddush is a different chiddush. Chomet, mit achrayis. Ha'andre ha'aloche. Ha'aloche of yichet leibayis. Now, Zog de Prichodosh, Lefi dem, and Taka, it's given Alta Gemorah, Gemorah Shleima, because I couldn't find it in Yeshiva. I think, when it's given a Bochra, it's given as a Gemorah, Madur as Gemorah Shleima. There was Taka under a Girse. I didn't find it in the Nai Gemorah. But it's given as a Gemorah Shleima. The Prichodosh himself said, that is a different Girse than the Gemorah. Let me learn inside. Omar Rabbi Yudam Arab, Chemta Shenochi, Oysen, Mechitza, Asor, Tvorchim, Mishu Mekeire. Lefi this Pshad, you have to take away the word Mishu Mekeire. The Mechitza is not Mishu Mekeire. Mechitza is for vos, that to make it a reshus aku. Yich lebayis. Ve'im shel hegdash eina tzorich, my time a mivdal b'di leminei. You raise the words mivdal b'di leminei. It's not about the mivdal b'di leminei. We have to explain in a second why hegdash doesn't need it. But the second memra b'chlal b'di l'kom mitzat shem o yobri l'ochle. The first revach mehod ma'aril diskin, in choymer. Rabbi Yudah Marav never said the chiddush hekdash ain't a tzorich. People will not come to eat it. Rabbi Yudah Marav said chometz yachtav koyfe keili shemu yovei leochloi. The second chiddush is not talking about the inyan from shemu yovei leochloi. He spoke about it in the first lishne. Now it's coming to say in the second lishne chometz shekibel levachayis yoyver bali roe bali motze. If you make a mechitza, it's yichad lebayis. And hekdash doesn't need a mechitza. Why we explain in a second? He never spoke about the shayla of Shemu Yovei Leochloi. Is this what Maril Diskin fragt? Maril Diskin fragt the kasha. What happened to Rabbi Yudah Marav? No, Rabbi Yudah Marav, legabi Shemu Yovei Leochloi, he spoke on normal chometz. And hekdash ain't a tzorich, he left it to Rabbi to speak out. And the second memory is bichlal not handling a sugya of Shemu Yovei Leochloi. So he's handling a sugya. If mitzad kabbalah sachrayis is a isuf and baliroi balimotze, if you make a mechitza, then he's talking a problem. Oh, a minute. Aber was steht in Breise? Omar Rabbi Yudah Marav, Chemtei shel Nochri, Oiseloi Mechitze. Ve'im shel Hegdash Einoi Tzorich. Why ve'im shel Hegdash Einoi Tzorich? Frag der Rasha shel Nepri Chodosh, en Chaim Moizer. Frag dem Chaim Moizer, en Achiez. Why ve'im shel Hegdash Einoi Tzorich? If you mekabel Achrayes, if we're talking on Kabbalah Sachrayes, so we're talking on Chemtei shel Nochri, בקבלה סחרייס, so the Mechitze is, The mechitza is to make an asay beichad lebayis. The mechitza macht yichad lebayis. This is the koyach of the mechitza. If the mechitza macht yichad lebayis, now what is ve'im shel hekdesh ein etzorich? What is the pshat ve'im shel hekdesh ein etzorich? Hekdesh is also be kabbalas achrayas. On them it's not the same. So why hekdesh doesn't need a mechitza? No, if the fit is rishonim, we're talking on chomesh shekibel levachrayas. And your problem is, what is your problem? It's chomesh shekibel levachrayas, and it's chashash from baliroi balimotze, and instead of yichud lebayis, you make a mechitza. No, instead of yichud lebayis, you make a mechitza. No, so let me get weiter. Ve'im shel hekdesh, ein etzorich. Why ve'im shel hekdesh, ein etzorich? Why ve'im shel hekdesh, ein etzorich? Why not? If you make a lechayas, you're able to bali roya bali motze, the only etze is if you will make a mechitza. So why hekdesh doesn't need a mechitza? Zog de rashash, chamoizer is madbulas barachove, hekdesh doesn't need a mechitza, you know why hekdesh doesn't need a mechitza, zog de rashash? Kol heiche de ise, beigave de rachmona ise. Hekdesh every time is zichar lebayis. Every place belongs to Hashem. So every place, kol heiche de ise, beigave de rachmona ise. It's keilu chemtzoi shel nochri. Zog de b'chai moizer, kiloshna teises, bebeisei shel nochri. It never left Hashem. It's even lefi man da omar, that doesn't hold from yichel lebayis, zog de b'chai moizer. But that's the svara from teises. That when it never left the nochri, it's not called kabbalas b'gdoinis. Kol heiche de ise, beigave de rachmona, it never leaves Hashem. It's alamol by Hashem. If it never leaves Hashem, it's alamol by Hashem. V'meli, don't you shovel a yichel lebayis? So kum zog de rasha, shechidush gole la'alochem. So lefi dem zog der Rashash, sekum tois, dat la'aloche le'maise, chomet shel hekdesh, even if you mekabel achrayes, you don't have to be meyachet le'bayis, because every time it's meyuchet ve'oymet. So la'aloche chomet shel hekdesh, b'chol mokim shehu, even mitkabel achrayes, you're allowed to have it. Mele zog der Rashash, this is the diuk that we're medayik in the beginning of the sugya, and hey omud beis. Yochol yekabel pikdoynes min anochri, Frag der Rashash, why the Gemara says Yochel Yikabel Pikdonis Min HaNochri? Say Yochel Yikabel Pikdonis Min HaHegdash? The Teretz Min HaHegdash, Alamol is Mutter. Because every case in the world by Hegdash, it's Mutter because it has Yichel Yibayis. It's never a Chetim Tzat Mekabel Pikdonis Min HaHegdash on its also. Every Hegdash is Yichel Yibayis. And we're saying, and even if it is Shit that Yichel Yibayis doesn't help, Zog der Rashash, aber da ist azei wie Nochri b'rshus Nochri, because it never left a Kodesh Boruch Hu, kol eiche de Yisse, begabe de Rachmon Yisse, and it's considered etzel Hashem, so far it's considered etzel Hashem, alamol kol eiche de Yisse, begabe de Rachmon Yisse, v'mele, it's mutra. V'mele, it's mutra. Azei lehren der Rashash pshat. So lefi this shit as Rishayim, is anaya gemore. Omar Rab Yudah, Omar Rab, chomet shel Nochri, o Yisse, lehim echitza asore. Ve'im shel hekdesh, ein etzorich. Ha'andere sugi. So the name is three things. First, the mechadash, the sugya is a chidush b'hilcho is miyachad limokoyim that the mechitza is instead of miyachad limokoyim. So instead of miyachad limokoyim. What? Right, it can be addition. I know it's not a tosef is to miyachad limokoyim because la'aloche lo yishomanu that yichad limokoyim needs a mechitza. Shnebur says la'aloche lehedye, yichel le'imokim afilu keren zobis b'loi mechitza. It's instead of mechitza. That's a great chidush. But the Rebach is a zegi valdi, the end of the Rishonim have two revochim. First, the Rishonim don't speak it out so minei v'bei, but they're coming to answer. Rashi has a kasha. To understand, Rashi has a kashen, be'etzem, I'm saying now, Rashi has a great kashen. Before in the sugya, before state the keli, do state the mechitza. So Rashi has to say a whole shtick of teir, one day, 2 days. Rashi starts the sugya, mered de ol achrayas. Because Rashi wants to say, we're talking in the same kind of chometz. Lefid ha-rishoinim, this is two sugyas. This is chometz on achrayas, this is chometz mit achrayas. Here we're taking care of the shayla of Baliroya, here we're taking care of the shayla of Shemri Yovel Ochloi, and it's taket zwei andere sugyas. Taket zwei andere sugyas. Lama zan de gemore weiter. What? Shabi, met the shayla of Rav Yudah Amara, v'shaychet of the sugyas, v'ichel le'imokim. Nechanami. The order of the gemore, v'gishmakir, to mekashot the gemore frier, but Now we're going to Rabbi Yehuda Amarav is Meshuvah to the Gemara here. Now we're going to see a lot of memories of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The next one, the Mafarish B'Yoytze B'Shayore, is also... No, so we just shaykh it to before. We can end the Suge, it's when we get a Bismedrash for the poor memories of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. He's asking if this Suge is Zichel Lebayis, the order would be Gishmak Faker. So I wish that this Gemara is ordered to the Gemara before. Now we're learning a poor memories, as I said, a lot of memories from one Amarav, but it's a memories from the Amber Amarav. Gizem, Andrew Fregin Akasha is Tam, Noch Ayisofe, Rashi says you can't do a Mechitza in Yontif. Why you can't do a Mechitza in Yontif? Turn over a table, Asorah Tfochim, the Mechitza only has Asorah Tfochim. As I say, Mechitza is Asorah Tfochim. Make, turn over a table, you'll have a Mechitza. Shal if you're allowed, so Stam Achoyin Kleh, if you're allowed to make a Mechitza in Yontif, if you're not allowed to make a Mechitza, Mechitza Amateres, Mechitza Shein Amateres, Pashas Avada you're allowed to do. She does Rashi, anyway you're allowed to go Mechitza and Yontif. So why are you not allowed to do it? So I saw Andere Brengen, the Shchonoruch HaRav says it La'aloche, that when the Aloche you have to do a Mechitza doesn't mean a table. If the Mechitza could be moved, it's weiter not a Mechitza. It's like a Keli, said the Shchonoruch HaRav. Mechitza, said the Shchonoruch HaRav, it's nailed down with nails. It's a zach kavua. If it's a zach that people will move, heisish kena mechitza. Says a person puts a curtain, it's not enough. He says because people could move the curtain, has to be as if the shchonoruch harav. So Rashi v'mele doesn't make any shmachan in yontif. That's not into a mechitza. But it's not about to put something in a sorot tfochim. So Rashi, the mechitza ain't zach shteido in Rashi. The mechitza that has to be done is a mechitza that you're not allowed to do in yontif. Does it shira mechitza shteido in Rashi? Jeder Rede will mazbe, wie viel, how stark it has to be, ich weiß nicht, der Gdorin. Aber steht da in Rashi, that this mechitza that you have to do, is a zah mechitza that you cannot do it in Yontef. Lass uns an die Gemorre weiter. Sog die Gemorre. Ve Omar Rab Yudu Omar Rav. Hamefarish wa ayoyitze b'shayore koydim shloishim yoy, ein zokuk levar. If a person leaves his house before Pesach, before Shloshim Yom, before the Pesach, he doesn't have to make Bdikas Chometz. Levayah means Bdikas Chometz. Toch Shloshim Yom, Zokuk Levayah. Omar Abaye, Hoda Amres Toch Shloshim Yom, Zokuk Levayah. But he told me that Allah had a Toch Shloshim Yom. A person is Zokuk Levayah. Lo Yamorom, Elo Shedaito Ilachzo. Aval Ein Daito Ilachzo, Iren Zokuk Levayah. But if he's not planning to come back, means Toch Pesach, so even if he left Shloshim Yoyim before Pesach, but Toch Shloshim Yoyim, he doesn't have to make a Bedikah. Omar Li Rabbah, V'im Indai To Lachzor, Afilu Merosh Hashanah Nami, if he's planning to come back even from the beginning of the year, Lala Afka Rosh Hashanah, the Gantz Yo. Elo Omar Rabbah, Oda Amor, Kedim Shloshim Yoyim, Zoku Glevar, Le Amor, Nelo She'ein Dai To Lachzor. Aval Dai To Lachzor, Afilu Merosh Hashanah, Zoku Glevar. Vo Shtei Doin De Gemore. So, is mevurd in the Gemara klar that if the person is not planning to come back, he doesn't have to make bikas chometz be'etzer. Shloshim yom. But if a person is not planning to come back, he doesn't have to make a bikas chometz. So let me give masbud of the Gemara. There's two ways be'etzer in Rabbi Seinu Arishonim to learn the sugya. To ikar droche. We'll start from the Rishonim and not the mekumen to the Rashi. Rashi is a shver hashit adon. The chidush ha'aran. And the Tesarosh, they might be the Sugya, the Shitos on Take, they might be the Sugya, as Avade un Avade Miret, that was Bitu. If the Sugya is talking without Bitu, Nishtavas zu reden. It's an Isur de Reise from Bali Roya Bali Motze. What do you mean a person left Rosh Hashanah? Live 10 years. If you know that in Pesach you will have Avere, you have to make Bitu. What is the machlekes? Daito lachzer, ein daito lachzer. Shloishim im Rosh Hashanah. If a person didn't do bitul, he's over bali roe bali motzi. He's over a isur toiro. And while the person is over a isur toiro, the person has to take care of it, and he has to bevatel boidik mitchilas Hashanah. Zok deran and the teisarosh, avada and our sugya we handling that the person made bitul. The person made bitul, so what's the sugya? So what's the sugya though? So the Ran and the Tesarosh, the way they learn in that base, why you have to make bdike is a takona de rabbanon, that a person has to make bdike. Why a person has to make bdike with the rabbanon? Shemayav elochle. It doesn't the takona de rabbanon. that you have to make dikei shema yavo l'ochel. So this is the way to learn the sugya. It's given to abitul. It's given to abitul. The person made a bitul deraisa. He took care of the isurim deraisa. We're not handling in our sugya isurim deraisa. We're handling in the sugya the person made bitul, and now is a din dikei derabbanon mitzad shema yavo l'ochel. See in a second the sugya inside. Now, if this person is not planning to be here in Pesach, there's no reason for him to check. There's no chash shema yavo l'ochel. If he's far away, there's no chash shema yavo l'ochel. Some rishonim say he's so far that even if you want to come back, he will not manage to come back. Shavuot means far away. He's far away and he's not planning to come back, or even if he will want to come back, but there's no chash shema yavo l'ochel by this person. Why is no chash shema yavo l'ochel? Why is no chash shema yavo l'ochel? The Torah says he's not around. So be'etzem, a person that is not planning to come back is no reason for bedikah. So nochabal. The bitul deraisa he made, he took care of the baliroa balimotza. The whole reason and the purpose for bedikah is be'etzem mitzad shema yavo l'ochel. Azeh zok deteisa roshno, and azeh zok dechidush ha'ara. So the whole reason mitzad shema yavo l'ochel, zok de gemore, if this person is not planning to come back, be'etzem is no reason to make bedikah. So now lo mezen de gemore inside the fidei rishonim. ואמר רב יהודה אמר רב, המפרש והיועצה בשיור קודם 30 יום, אין זוקוק לבעיה, לא זנף תצ'ק. תוך 30 יום, he has to check. אמר רב אייה, הוד האמרס תוך 30 יום זוקוק לבעיה, why he has to check? לא ימורון, אלו שדאי תוי להחזר. So then he has to get rid of it, שמו יבוי לא אוכלוי. אבל אין דאי תוי להחזר, אין זוקוק לבעיה. Even if he's leaving a week before Pesach, there's no reason to make דיקס חומץ. So מילא הבעיה learns like this. If the person is leaving, not planning to come back, that the deraisa he took care of, that the rabbanon doesn't exist because he's not planning to be here, there's no reason to check. Only if a person is planning to come back, so then what? Then he has to check. Oh, but if he leaves 30 days before, he doesn't have to check. If he's planning to come back, so what if he left before 30 days? But when he will come back, so why he doesn't have to check? So what's halt Abaye? The Torah says Abaye holds that this takon de rabbonon, what Chazal made a takon de rabbonon, what is the takon de rabbonon that Chazal made? Shema yovei le'ochloi, they only made it b'toch 30 yom. Before Shloshim Yoim, a person doesn't have to take care of Pesach. I want to explain. There's no tzad in the world, Pashtus, that a person is allowed to not to take care of something and then to have averus in Pesach. Another person has to take care of it before he leaves. But in Pesach he'll be over averus. Aber meret yergimach bitul. There's no tzad in this person. The takon of the rabbanon shema yovei le'ochloi. When Chazal put on the person this takana that he has to take care of it and not to be nichshav 30 days before. Before 30 days, he doesn't have to take care of himself. Be'etzem, it's only a chashash de rabbanon shem yovel ochloi. When they made the gzeire, when they made the takana, and they forced the person to take care of it and to be doyek that it will be taken care of, betoich shloshim yoyim. Koidim shloshim yoyim, they didn't put a takana that the person has to take care of it. Das is abaya. Rav is ak nishtas. אמר לי רוב, ועידי תלאחזר, אפילו מראש השונה, person has to take care of it. אלו אמר רוב, הוד האמרס קוידים 30 יום אין זוקוק לבאר, לא ימורם אלו שאין די תלאחזר. אבל די תלאחזר, אפילו מראש השונה, זוקוק לבאר. So בוא זוק תרוב, no. I'm talking in a case שאין די תלאחזר. If די תלאחזר, he has to take care of it from ראש השונה. Like לפי הבא, he has to take care of it 30 days, I learned from ראש השונה, he has to take care of it. Aber if ein day to lach so, a person is not planning to come back, then so grove, if he leaves inside 30 days, he has to check. Why has to check? There's no bali roe, and there's no shema yovei le'ochloi. Abaye is right. He's not planning to come back, there's no shema yovei le'ochloi. He made a bitul, this was Abaye's taine, he ain't day to lach so, why to check? Abaye said, "B'day to lachzor, and afilu ochri yupatu kodesh shloishim yoyim." Rabbi says, "No. If day to lachzor, you have to take care of it from the beginning of the year." The mele zok trove bosi the pshat in the sugya. The pshat in the sugya zok trove is nei mereto fakert be'ein day to lachzor. So then, b'tchilas hashana, he doesn't have to take care of it. Aber b'toyach shloishim yoyim, he has to. Why b'toyach shloishim yoyim, he has to? The Teretz says to be masberit. It's chal sulei poka, but I want to explain it a bit. Lefi Abaye. Abaye says, if ain't daiti lachzor, you don't have to check. Why you don't have to check? If ain't daiti lachzor. Because, that Abaye, there's no Shem Yovel Ochloi, there's no Baliroe, so maybe you don't have to check. That's not Abaye. I'll ask you a shy. Lefi Abaye. A person left Lel Yudalev. Not Shloi Shmiyoy. The night of Bikas Chometz he left. He's not planning to come back. He has to check or he doesn't have to check. Person left Lel Yudalev. Has to check or doesn't have to check. Avada he has to check. Sugev Maskir V'Soicha. Sulei Poka. We live in the Sugev. A Maskir Bais L'Chaveira B'Lel Yudalev. Sulei Poka. The Chiv doesn't go off. The shayla, if I give it to the other person, if it rolls to the other person. Aber, if it doesn't go to the other person, about I have a chiv to check, chiv doesn't go off. I can't get rid of my chiv. So b'meile, the aside of sulei poka, everyone is masking. Because Abaye learns, when you say sulei poka, when the chiv started, lel yudalet. Aber before lel yudalet, zokt Abaye, if I'm not planning to come back, bali roe nishto, shem yo belohle nishto, I don't have to check. Rav Zaknei. I learned that 30 days before a person already has to take care, so the chalois chiyuv is already chalamim, sulei poka. It's not mamish chalamim. The sugi of maskir v'soicher is only b'lel yudalet, because then the chiyuv really starts. But the chiyuv to be doig if you leave before starts already from shloishim yoy. The main is sulei poka, so Rav. So what do we have a machleik? So be'etzem, if we make a sikum lefi the rishonim, what's in the machleik is Abaye v'Rav? The machlekes is what is the gather of the shloishim yom kaidim machag. Everyone learns that bikas chometz is mitzad shemayovil ochloi, and if he's not planning to come back, it's no problem. Just, we have two machlekes. One machlekes we have Rove holds sulei poka. Abaye doesn't hold from sulei poka. A second machlekes, if he's before 30 days and he's planning to come back, Rove holds you have to take care of it. Abaye holds you don't have to take care of it. So be'etzem we have two machlekes in Abaye and Rove that are not even kosher hobeho be'etzem. One machlek is we have, but a person is not planning to come back. He doesn't have a chiyuv. Aber sidah sulei poka or not. Rabbi holds b'tor shloshim yoyim. The gather of shloshim yoyim is sulei poka. Abaye doesn't hold from sulei poka. Now we have fakir. He's planning to come back. Abaye holds yet. Only in the 30 days he has to take care of it. Rabbi learns, nay. The chiyuv to take care starts at the beginning of the year. These are the two chidushim of Rabbi. Lo memamshich hapor shuras in the Gemara lefi this derech. The as the Rove letaime, zok the Gemara, we have another case that Rove said both of these chidushim. If sulei poka, and a person has to take care of himself from the beginning of the year, not only for the Raises, even for Chiv the Rabbon. The as the Rove letaime, the Omar Rove, ha'oise beisei oitzar koidim shloishim yoyim, and zokuk levar. What is ha'oise beisei oitzar? Zok Rashi. But we go back to the first Rashi. She'ich nishom tvua, v'tachteo chometz. A person has chometz in his house, and he put a lot of tvua, he covered the whole zach, so now it's be'etzem like noflo all of mapoilas. He can't get to the chometz. It's noflo all of mapoilas, he can't get to the chometz. So while he can't get to the chometz, areyu kemevo. So be'etzem, he's allowed to leave it like that. There's no shamu yavu le'ochloi now, it's mevo. Noflo all of mapoilas, it's no shamu yavu. Aber, it's not like a tchile. Like a tchile, Chazal didn't say to a person, if you have chometz, put a pile of stones on it. Chazal said, you have to get rid of it. Aber, b'di'evet, is no chash. Zog di gemor hazai. Ve'az de rove letaim idom ha-rove, ha-oise beise oitzor koidim shloishim yoyim, en zokuk levar. Zog di rove hazai. Toch shloishim yoyim, zokuk levar. Why? If it became a oitzor before 30 days, so when the 30 days came, I don't have a chiyuv anymore. It's not so gishmak, but I don't have a chiyuv. Aber if it's betor shloishim yoyim, if I cover the chometz with stones betor shloishim yoyim, even that now is no baliroi. Why is no baliroi? A gimach bitul zog in the rishonim. Lama gana gimach bitul? Maybe you don't need bitul. Maybe mi gimach bitul. It's no shem yovi leochlo, it's covered. Aber it's betor shloishim yoyim. Came on the chal, sulei poka. So we have a raya for the first chiddush of Rav Shitosei. That even that if you turned your house to be a Beis HaOitzo, you're not mechuyev in Bedik anymore, but if you did it to be Betor Shloshim Yoyim, Sulei Poka, it's the first chiddush. V'koidem Shloshim Yoyim, Nami Zog Trove, Lo Yamorom, Elo Shein Daiter Lefan Oisoi, Aval Daiter Lefan Oisoi before Pesach. So again, in Pesach, it's Shash Shem Yoyim Lo Ochloi, Afilu Koidem Shloshim Yoyim, Nami Zog Kuk Levar. Fi Abaya, so what? I don't have to before Shloshim Yoyim to be Mevar. So Rabbi bepashtus, I'm saying, without epis. Obtachinda, aber bepashtus. So what's the idea? If you're planning to take care of it, open it, you mechulev him and shleish him yoyim to mevayel. So two of the chidushim of Rabbi we see. One chidush that if you turn it to become a beis oitzor, sulei poka. If you turn it to become a beis oitzor, sulei poka. And while it's a sulei poka, b'meile, ibetoy shleish him yoyim, you have to take off all the tvua and get rid of the chometz, b'yuchas b'yuchas chometz. And there's another halacha. Even if it's kainim shleishim yoyim, but if it's daiter lefanoisoy, it's like nochem, but bepashtus. But it's a daiter lefanoisoy, so you have a chiv to take care of it, even kainim azman. Even kainim azman. You have a chiv to take care of it, even kainim azman. Yeah, and there's a... So lefid harishoynim, the gemoras, ganz lach, it's ganz posh. Now, the shaila is how to learn the sugya lefi Rashi. I want to be masked. Before the Lashon is a Rashi. Rashi shaita a ganze andere weg. Friedrich Rishonim, the Gemara is, the Pashas, the Gemara is go laich, the Gemara is go posh. It's more very geschmack lefi Rashi. How to learn the sugya lefi Rashi? Now, I want to be masked with the kasha, what I'm going to ask, before the Lashon is a Rashi. Let me gain first kaseda. Shitas Rashi bepashtus, we know, Vdike is not mitzad shomer yovel lochlo. Right? The first Rashi we learn, the reason of Vdike's chometz is, Shemo loy bit lo yovel. Chometz yodua is shomer yovel lochlo. Vdike's chometz is mitzad shemo loy bit lo yovel. This is the Rashi, the first Rashi. There's no Vdike mitzad shomer yovel lochlo. It's Rashi in Teish, the beginning of Masechta, the Vdike is mitzad shemo loy bit lo yovel. So let me try to go divide. First, we'll try to put Rashi's the Rishonim with Rashi before the Rishonim is the Rishonim. The sugya red mit bitul on bitul dairaisis on bitul is dairaisis. So if the sugya on bitul is dairaisis, so we have to arrange the sugya like the Rishonim said mit bitul. So let me pavir and learn the sugya mit bitul before the Rishonim is Rashi. So why you have to make a bdike? It's not mitzad shemo yovel lochloi. For Rashi, it's shemo lebit lo yovel. So beside it. So Abaye holds, you don't hold from Sulei Poka. So if you leave it, and Rabbi holds from Sulei Poka. Beside it. What is the pshat in the Gemara about? What is the Nefkemina in Daito Ilachzer or in Daito Ilachzer? What's the Nefkemina if he's planning to come back or not? Abaye says, if he's planning to come back, he has to check. Why? Shem Lebit Lo Yofi, other is a Chiyuv, other is not Chiyuv. And the Gemara says, like, if he's planning to come back, Lekula Ami has a Chiyuv. If he's not planning to come back, he doesn't have a chiyuv. Shail is sulei poka, lo is sulei poka. If lefi Rashi, the bdike is shemo lo bit lo yofe. So, is a chiyuv bdike shemo lo bit lo yofe. Doesn't make a difference if he's planning to come back or he's not planning to come back. You say it's a takana de rabbonin, I could hear. Rabbi holds it's a takana de rabbonin from the beginning of the year, Abaye holds from 30 days. So, I could hear. But what is the shaykhs in daite lachzer or ain't daite lachzer? What's in afkemina in daite lachzer or ain't daite lachzer? What's the nafkemina? Again, if we want to arrive in Zetz Rashi al Derech HaRishonim, that the Isur Deiraisa is taken care with the Baliroi, with the Bitu. And we're talking the Takona de Rabbanon and the Shaila from when the Takona starts. From the beginning or from 30 days, everything could be a pshat, but it can't go in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's stolen in Daiter Lachzer, it ain't Daiter Lachzer. So the Chasim Sefer wants weiter to try to put Rashi with the Rishonim. As Miredo in the Sugya as a given bitul, as Eloch Hashem Sefer wants to be Maimi the Sugya, as a given bitul. So what, why you have to make a bdike? Midrabon. Why? Not like we said, Shemo loy bit lo yofe, like the Bartanura. The reason to make bdike is, Shemo yachzer bo min abitul. Shemo yire glusko noe, ve yachzer bo min abitul. The reason you have to make a bdike is, maybe you will find the Chometz in Pesach, and you will change your mind. So the reason Chazal were attacking to make bdik is Shemo yimtzo gluska yefifio ve'yachzer bo min abitu. As I was said, b'shem the Bartanura, this was the Bartanura pshat in the Mishnah. We had Shemo lebit lo yofe was one pshat, the Ran, and we had the Bartanura Shemo yachzer bo min abitu. If this is the pshat, zog the Chasim Sefer exactly like the Rishonim. Omar Abaye, if daiter lachzor, you have to make a bdik. Because maybe he will come back, he will find the chometz, and he will change his mind. So Zokta Baye, if he's not planning to come back, there's no reason to make a bdike. Why he will change his mind? He was mevatel his chometz. He's not home. He will never change his mind. So if he's not planning to come back, Zakabaya, don't do bdikah. If you're planning to come back, if b'tayr shloshim yoim, you have to take care of it. Before, you don't have to take care of it. Rav zog, even if you're not planning to come back, suroi polka, before shloshim yoim, there's no chiyuv. If you plan to come back, you have to take care of it. So the Chasam Sefer is be'etzah putting Rashi exactly like the Rishonim, just instead of saying pshat, that mitzad shamayav le'ochloi, when he will meet the chometz, exactly the same plan. The bitul is the raise. The bigger the rabbonin is, shema, not he will find it and he will eat it. Shema, he will find it and he will change his mind. Shema, he will find it and he will change his mind. B'meile, if ain't that the lachzer, there's no reason for a b'diga. B'meile, Abai says, you don't have to check the chlam. Rava says, you have to because sulei poka. And if you plan to come back at the beginning of the year, Rabbi and Chazal didn't make a takana before Shloshim Yoim, and Rabbi and Chazal made a takana before Shloshim Yoim. This would be very gishmak. But the problem is, L'shoin nois Rashi loy mashmach. L'shoin nois Rashi kimat muchach that he was maimi de sugya beloy bitu. L'shoin nois Rashi kimat muchach that he was maimi de ar sugya beloy bitu. Lama zend de L'shoin nois Rashi. המפורש מן היבוש של הים בשיור הלמוק עם רוחות קודם 30 יום לפסח ולכמון מפורש כנגד ששואלים ביוחס לפסח קודם הפסח 30 יום ומאוז חול עליו להיזור בצורכי הפסח דייתו לחזור בימי הפסח זה רשי זה נפשט דייתו לחזור בימי הפסח אפילו מראש השונה נמי has to check look in רשי דכי הודר בימי הפסח עובר עלי והי שייסה לב ברשוסה דלבט לי. רשי משמע, now he's not over, but he's not must be why. It's משמע that now he's taken not over. This means if he doesn't come back, it'll be okay. Rashi doesn't explain why he's not over. So we could have said because he made bitul. But Rashi is משמע נשת הזה. Rashi is משמע he's not over because he's not here. והי שייסה לב ברשוסה דלבט לי. כאילו, if he could have done bitul, then it'd be good. משמע, this person never made bitul. אבל מול מפורש. שהרי איסור הנועב ואינו שלוי וכשרואה הוא עובר עולו when he finds it he's over so Chasam Sefer says no when he finds it and he changes his mind then he's over דויכה כשבדויכה and למעשה it's not only the לשוי נסרשי we is דויכה באורך השם we have today תסס הראש and we have חידוש הרם that were printed both of them bring down מפורש בשם רשי that our sugi is without bitul Both of them bring down Mefurish and Ar Suya as Meret on Bit. They say Rosh Bizam Pirush Nami, Pirush Rashi, the Chihoda Bibime Pesach over Alei. Nearly the Rashi Loiboy Lemei Mashin Odomelem can roe you. Chule Bechule. Umitoich Rashi Mashma, the Loi Bit Loi. Mitoich Rashi, Nish Mefurish, Oba Mitoich Rashi Mashma, the Loi Bit Loi. חידוש הר"ן brings down also מול מפורש כוס עברה שזל דחי עודו במאה פסח עובר עלי ושאורי ואינו בואו רצי דבד הכל אינו זוג לבוא להבריא לו אוכל בביטול מי הבואי אין כאילו אם מין זה אין רשי שתית נשת הזה אין רשי שתית נשת הזה so we need a pshat so the sugya doesn't make sense שתית נדי גמורת that only when he comes back רשי says it מפורש that when he's away is no problem the problem starts when he comes back But then it'll be a problem the reise. You have to understand, it's two zachen. I want to master the first of Arbetin van Bogen. It's two zachen that we have to work on. One zachen we have to work on, why I'm not over? It's not my kasha, it's the Rosh's kasha, the Ran's kasha, Marshal, Marshal, everyone's kasha. Why is not over? He didn't do bitu. Second kasha, we have a chash, maybe he will come back. Not maybe, he knows he's going to come back. Lafina is showing him, till now, when he will come back, what will happen? Maybe you don't have to take care of it. But when you come back, you ever isol deiraisa. A person is allowed to wait and pace. A person will not buy a lulav of sukkas. Sukkas comes. You're not allowed to. Person not allowed to do aveira. If he knows when he's coming back, he has aveira. Lefina is showing him it's good. It's not aveira. He made bitut. Chazal made a takana. We said they didn't tell you you have to take care of it so early. Only before Pesach. But if Rashi mered as if it's an over a isur day reise, why I don't have to take care of it? So these two zachim that mevar do in Rashi. One zach, why when I'm away I'm not over if there's no bitul? We said Rishonim have a pshat, and the Chassam Sefer took Rashi and he put him similar to the Rishonim. And also the whole hemshach of the sugya, not all of Apoilis, is Rash, Mashma and Rashi as meret on bitul, on bitul. The Rishonim learn with bitul, Rashi learns without bitul. Sido amar shodo, sido amar shal, and the mazdo zayin. On the chof mirza Hashem morgen, and the ending in the sugya, bizom ud beis, biz the next sugya, aboyde ktsor shiyeval. No, a bit of a said it once, and he said it in the one place, and he could learn out in both places.
Right.
So the other place is better than the rice place.
Because
if you say the first place, I would think, maybe for one day, hey, there's no...
Part of the road is